makers of Johnson's Wax present another broadside of brilliant ballads and bright banter with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, the Bennett Sisters, the Three Kings, the Johnson Waxette, Lynn Martin, and Marion and Jim as your imaginative impresarios of imposing impossibilities, Fibber McGee and Molly. Martelli and his men have arranged a musical meeting at about 8:45. Wrap it up, Rico. Sure, no man listening in tonight would appear before his boss, disheveled and unkempt, and expect to make a favorable impression. And no woman would attend an afternoon tea in a dirty apron. So let me add that a person can't look respectable either, riding in a dirty, discolored automobile. If you've been neglecting the appearance of your car, you can correct the wrong impression you've been making by restoring the finish quickly with Johnson's new auto wax and cleaner. And here is where we catch up with a couple of sea-sighting sightseers as Fibber and Molly drive along the ocean beach looking for a likely spot to go swimming.
Hey, Molly, how big is the Atlantic Ocean anyhow?
And how should I know?
Shucks, didn't you have it in school?
You think I went to school on a raft, McGee? What difference does it make how big the ocean is?
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered why such a big ocean had such a few places where a fellow can swim.
Go on with you, McGee. Tis the ocean we're at, not the old swimming holes. And look, there's a lovely place up ahead and not a soul in sight. Stop the car, McGee.
Chuck, that does look pretty good at that, don't it?
Ooh.
I'll pull over there. Gotta get them brakes fixed.
Fill your lungs with that fresh ocean air, McGee. No, don't. It's fresh enough, you are.
Kind of a nice beach, ain't it, Molly? Chuck's smooth enough to play a game of croquet.
Croquet?
Okay. Where's the bathing suits, Molly?
In the back seat, McGee. I unpacked them last night. A little moth-eaten, but not bad.
Chuck, that's nothing. Them's just them old swimming holes you was talking about. Don't you get it, Molly? I says,
it ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
But listen, where do we put them on?
Well, what you suppose to put up the side curtains first? You get back there now and into your bathing suit whilst I keep watch. Chucks, there ain't nobody within miles of here. That's just funny, too. Seems like a real nice beach. Maybe we're the first ones to discover it.
Sure. I suppose 'twas the Indians that built this concrete road. Now keep a sharp eye out, McGee. Tell me if you see anyone coming.
Just what you think I'll be doing, running a bathing beauty contest? Go on, now get in the back there and change. You want a boost?
A boost, is it?
Yeah.
And when did Molly McGee grow too old to crawl over the back? Quit pushing, McGee.
There you are.
Now keep a good watch, McGee.
Trust me, Molly, but hurry up. Chucks, I can't hardly wait to plunge into the water and do a little fancy swimming. I ever tell you about the time I swum out through the Golden Gate?
No, but it's 10-1 you never closed it after you, McGee.
Well, sure, I...
Is anyone coming, McGee?
Nobody in sight but Santa Claus, Molly. He's 5 months away yet. But as I was saying, I swum out so far through the Golden Gate to San Francisco, I was beginning to wonder if I should ought to go on to Japan or come back. But I didn't have no passports or nothing, so...
Is it all right, McGee?
Shucks, quit worrying, Molly. I'm keeping an eye out. Ever see me do my Zulu zip, Molly?
And what is the Zulu zip?
Well, sir, it's kind of like the Australian crawl, only it ain't done with the overhand stroke. It's a kind of a hip movement, and it takes you through the water twice as fast as any other stroke. Why, I'm...
McGee, is nearly ready, I am.
Well, nearly don't count with bathing suits, Molly.
Don't be so smart, McGee. Now, get dressed yourself. Here's your suit.
This? My shucks. This suit's got so many holes in it, it looks like legs.
Oh, what's the difference, McGee? There's no one here to see you. My, I hope I don't get too sunburned.
Shucks, Molly, that's just what I do want. A good coat of tan.
With a belt in the back.
With a belt. I ever tell you about the time I dove off in the SS Shiny Whiny?
The SS what, McGee?
The SS Shiny Whiny. Cargo boat carrying Johnson's auto wax, foreign parts. Well, sir, I was up on top of the mast, fixing the radio aerial one day.
Hurry and get your suit on, McGee. There's someone coming down the road.
Okay. They probably heard about my underwater trapeze act, and they want to see it.
Oh, McGee, what did you rip?
Shucks, I tore the top off from the bathing suit,
Molly.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, well, the trunks is all us fellas wears nowadays, anyway.
Ain't you nearly ready, McGee?
I'm trying to find a piece of string. These here trunks is kind of loose at the belt.
Well, stick out your stomach, McGee. That'll hold them tight. And hurry, here comes the man.
Probably some other fella looking for a quiet place to swim. Chucks, I can hardly wait to get into the water myself.
Well, come on, McGee, let's go. You think our things will be all right in the car?
Sure, nobody will ever... Oh, hello there, Bud.
Good morning.
And the balance of the day to yourself, mister.
I'm glad you come along, Bud. I just wanted to ask you how deep the water is here.
Well, I'll tell you, brother. For you, it ain't even wet.
Meaning what?
Meaning this here's a private beach and you're trespassing. Better drive on.
Hey, what's the idea? This here's a private beach. Why don't they put up a sign?
Sure, why don't they put up a sign?
Sure, they did. You parked right under it. Look.
Oh. Well, say, Bud, it won't do no harm if we just take a dip here for a minute. Will
Not you? A chance, brother. Start your car and get going. Go on.
Keep a civil tongue in your head,
no,
mister.
No, Molly, let me talk. Hey, Bud, do you care for a good cigar?
Well, yes, I do, thanks.
Thanks for what? I was just going to say that next time I see one laying in the gutter, I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
And that, friends, was Maestro Martelli giving you Hunkadola. And now it's my turn, and I'm going to give you a hunk of wisdom. If your car is dull and discolored with road film, just
yes,
give
sir,
it...
folks. Me and Molly has writ a little two-act commercial play about Johnson's Auto Accident. We're going to play it for you. Give us a fanfare, Marshmelly. Thanks. The first act is in the court of Queen Whinnybeard, who is found talking to her favorite knight, Sir Monday.
A weak knight.
Yeah. But a nice fella. The curtain goes up and she says,
"Oh, Sir Monday, I like it not that thou must enter yon tournament. Thou art still weak on thy pins from the last breaking."
"Think not so, Bates. I mean, your majesty. I got me an idea."
"Me thinks it had better be good. Thy opponent, Sir Gawain, is no palooka."
Act two. Same place. Next day. Queen Whinnybeard is on the stage as Sir Monday enters.
"My hero, thou hast won the tournament. I seen the dust of battle from me palace window. Ah, Sir Monday, tell me, how didst thy overcome the mighty Sir Gawain?"
"Oh, I just says, 'Gawain, leave me alone.'" "Nope, I just rubbed Johnson's auto wax onto my iron shirt." Forsooth, the sword could not penetrate the flint-like hardness of the finish.
"My hero."
"My love."
"My announcement." Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on with the show, I just want to say that if any of you have been disturbed by the dull, faded appearance of your automobile, Johnson's unique new method of restoring and protecting the finish on your car should be great news. Johnson's cleaner, in particular, has created a sensation among car owners from one end of the country to the other. For the principle is entirely new and totally different. No matter how dull or lifeless the finish of your car is, you can restore its original luster simply by rubbing a little of the creamy white liquid over the surface. It will dry almost instantly to a soft white powder. And when you rub it off, you'll be amazed to see a car that glistens and sparkles like new. For Johnson's cleaner actually polishes as it cleans. And remember this. This cleaner not only saves time and muscle work, but, unlike others you may have tried, positively will not harm the finish in any way. And on that point, let me say that after 87 applications of Johnson's cleaner to the same finish, the Pittsburgh testing laboratories state that the entire paint job was in good condition. This was not true of other cleaners tested in the same way. So be sure you get Johnson's Auto Cleaner. And now, may we present our lovely little Lynn Martin, the half-pint girl with the full measure voice, who is going to say... Well, what do you want, Fibber?
A fella wants to know what the Toots here is going to sing.
What fella wants to know?
Me. What you going to sing, Toots?
I'm going to sing Paris in the Spring, Fibber.
Paris in Spring, huh? Say, ain't I met you over there in the France?
On the Rue de la Paix?
Yeah, onto the Rudy Toot Toot. Reckon see Francais?
Yeah, vol.
Good. We'll have a long talk sometime about when we was over there. You betcha.
Will you leave the little girl alone and sit down?
Okay. I was just finding out what background she was.
Is in the air, and every pair of arms around her blue for two. Paris in the spring, hearts begin to dance, and in every glance you'll find an invitation to romance. You simply can't evade love. The moon is there to aid love. Find someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. It's grand, it's new. It's me. blooms a pot of Paris in the spring. Life's a love affair. Is in the air. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
Well, here's that man again. Remember that old story of the hare and the tortoise? Well, fibbers getting in our hair has tortoised the lesson. Oh, me. So we take him far, far away from the studio for a few minutes and find him and Molly on a public beach this time talking to the hot dog vendor.
And Johnson's Auto Wax. On your vendors and body cannot harm the finish.
Here, here. I'll wangle the wax, mister. You peddle your puppies.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs here. Here you are, lady.
Thank you. My, these are real good hot dogs for you.
I'll say so. Real pedigree provision.
Hot dogs here.
I even see the lifeguard over there eating one, McGee.
He better be careful. Liable to get cramps. I mind the time when I was a lifeguard over
there. Now, McGee, are you going?
I was a lifeguard at the Bimble Smucker Bathing Beach.
Hot dogs. You a lifeguard, Doc? You?
Sure, he was a lifeguard. His own life.
Why, shucks, Molly. For 2 years, I was known as Beauty McGee, the big, brave boss of the bathing beach. I'll say so. Well, sir, I'll never forget one rescue I made.
Well, stop talking and you'll make two more.
Hot dog.
I don't like that enthusiasm so much. Well, sir, one day I was sitting up there onto my lifeguard platform. You want to hear about this, bud?
No, I guess not.
Well, sir, as I says, I was sitting up there onto the lifeguard platform, the center of all female eyes. Sitting there strong and handsome, all tanned up, my swimming muscles rippling under my skin. When all of a sudden there come a cry of...
Hot dog! Hot dog!
No, Dad Rabbit. A cry for help. So what does I do? But I leaps down to the beach, plunges into the water, and starts swimming out toward where I heard the holler. Faster and faster I swung, zipping through the water like an eel, cresting the waves like a seal, plunging through the heavy seas like a whale. Then I turned over on my back.
He turned turtle.
Hot dog. Only 10 cents. So what happened, Doc?
Well, sure, I...
Hot dog.
I says I...
Hot dog. Hot dog, dear.
McGee, your story is go to the dog.
Come on, Doc. You got me all interested.
Okay. Well, sir, I...
Hot dog. Hot dog, dear.
Hey, are you going to let me tell this story or not?
Go right ahead, Doc. Sorry to have interrupted you.
It's okay, bud. Business is business. But as I was saying, there I was, churning through the water to the rescue, and when I come up for air, there right in front of me was a gleaming mass of...
Hot dog?
No! It was hair, bud. Golden gleaming hair. Blonde gal was half underwater as I come up to her. She was unconscious as I grabbed her by that beautiful blonde hair, glistening in the sun like a...
Like Johnson's Auto Wax?
You get out of this, Harpo. This is my ocean.
Oh, pardon me. I thought this was the NBC.
I'm going to have trouble with that fella yet. Well, sir, I grabbed this here gal by the hair and starts towing her into shore. Swimming the 5.5 miles in 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
2 minutes and 8 seconds?
It would have been 1 minute and 76 seconds if I hadn't stopped at the lighthouse for a drink of water. Well, sir, when I finally got her to shore, I turned the gal over a big barrel.
That's using the old head.
Yeah.
Hog's head.
Well, sir, I wrung her out and started artificial perspiration.
Inspiration.
Respiration.
I tried to get her breathing again, but I had to stop and fight the crowds back every minute or two. Stand back, I said. Give this here little gal a chance, I says. And I kept on with my artificial rest with my work. Finally, Finally, I noticed a little flutter in her breath. I worked her arms faster. She started breathing. Her eyes quivered. And bending down, I heard her say...
Hot dog! Hot dog! Only 10 cents.
I see. She'd mustered up enough strength for a hot dog.
That ratted hot dogs and mustard didn't have nothing to do with it. Well, sir, I puts my ear down to her little pale lips, and I hears her say, in a faint, trembling voice, she says...
What did she say, McGee?
Who was that lady I seen you with last night?
Oh, now, McGee, she didn't pull that.
Yes, sir. You see, it happens that she wasn't a real gal at all. She was just a ventriloquist dummy that had fell overboard off in the Albany night boat. But I was such an expert lifesaver, I'd even brung a dummy to life for a minute. So that's why I always says...
Hot dog! Hot dog, dear!
That was Martelli and his men giving us a touch of insane copation, crazy rhythm to you, with the Waxette helping out just as a matter of course. A few minutes ago, I told you how to restore the finish on your car quickly, easily, and safely by using Johnson's new auto cleaner. Now, after you've done that, you can protect that shining finish from grit, rain, and the blistering rays of the sun by giving it a flint-like coat of Johnson's auto wax. This marvelous time-saving, car-saving auto wax is not only easier to use, but actually saves car washing because grit and dirt can't stick to this hard, smooth, protective shell. And I'd like to add right here that a few cents invested now for Johnson's auto wax and cleaner will increase the resale value of your car later. Listen to what Emmett Faulkner of Chicago has to say on that point.
After I cleaned and waxed my car with the new Johnson wax method, I had such a good offer for it, I couldn't refuse. In fact, it was $125 more than I'd been offered previously. You bet I sold the car. Later on, I bought a new one, and the first thing I did was to Johnson wax it.
So if you want a car that you're proud to ride in, let me urge you to test this modern, efficient, easy-to-use Johnson method of restoring and protecting the finish. Now, if you act at once, your regular Johnson's wax dealer or filling station will give you free a 40-cent can of black touch-up enamel with each purchase of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at the special combination price of only 98 cents. This offer is also good in Canada. Or if you prefer, you can have your regular garage or service station wax your car. But be sure to specify Johnson's Auto Wax and Auto Cleaner. Suggest that you tie the aerial wire in a memory knot on your finger so you won't forget that next Monday at this same time you'll be fibbed to by Fibber and mollified by Molly.
Yes, and harped at by Harpo.
Well, be that as it may, next Monday, July 22nd, we'll meet you here again, which brings us to the finish of this show. And when you think of finish, think of Johnson's Auto Wax, which is also a goodbye. This is Harlow Wilcox, said he, hopefully. Good night. Don't forget, we have a date next Monday night. Fibber McGee and Molly come to you from our Chicago studios. Among the selections heard on our program tonight was Outside of You from Broadway Gondoliers. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Broadway Gondoliers. This is the National Broadcasting Company.